On today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily, we'll hear from Dan Hartman, Executive Director at Morgan Health, and Ashok Subramanian, CEO of Centivo, about how Centivo plans to leverage Morgan Health's investment to expand its services. It's Monday, August 1st, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the top headlines in health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Morgan Health announced it's investing $30 million in Centivo. The Buffalo-based company, founded in 2019, is a health plan offering for self-insured employers. Centivo creates customized networks with high-performing providers in each market to reduce employee and employer costs. With the latest Morgan Health investment, Centivo has raised about $148 million. GIST Healthcare co-founders Chaz Rhodes and Dr. Lisa Milimovic have worked directly with the Centivo team since its early days as outside advisors. Ashok Subramanian, Centivo founder and CEO, and Dan Hartman, who co-leads Morgan Health, join me to discuss the investment and how the two companies plan to work together. First, Ashok, can you give me a sense of Centivo's presence and what kinds of companies you work with?
We currently operate in 13 markets. We've been, I think, most focused on, you know, what we describe as the Northeast, which is really, you know, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Southeastern and Eastern Pennsylvania. The Florida, you know, market, specifically central into North Florida, the Southern California market, and the Wisconsin market. As we get into 2023, you know, we are opening up in Dallas-Fort Worth. We're opening up in the Denver and Colorado market more broadly. And then there are a handful of others as well. You know, we have a large number of clients that span both Fortune 500s, as well as, you know, small to middle market companies. And, you know, we're seeing a significant acceleration of adoption in the two key segments that we sell into. You know, the first being national accounts, where we're typically offered as a side-by-side choice next to a traditional plan. Second is the middle market, you know, where we're typically, you know, the full replacement plan for that employer and their employees.
You mentioned several markets that you work in. What health system partners do you contract with in those markets?
You know, we really do run the gamut. So we have some of the highest rated by pretty much any, you know, by any methodology. We have some of the highest rated, you know, AMCs that are partners of ours, organizations like Penn Medicine, UCLA, Mount Sinai, et cetera. We also have, you know, good, high quality, you know, mid-size systems, Memorial Care, Cone Health, as examples. You know, we have large systems that own their own health plans like Baylor Scott & White that are partnering with us for this segment of the market. And then we have, you know, most of our health system partners do not have, you know, their own health plans. So I would say the one connective tissue is these are organizations that through the Medicare ACO and subsequent innovations in that sector took very seriously the idea that if we perform better for a fixed dollar amount, we can participate in some of those proceeds. And they simply feel like that work has not been rewarded in the self-funded employer market, where their contributions are washed away by other providers in the market that might be practicing on more of a direct fee-for-service basis as opposed to an accountable care-centered approach. So that's probably the connective tissue. And that leads to having a pretty diverse set of actors who've internalized that, you know, from a board level on down as a key part of their strategy.
Can you share what employee adoption is like in the first year a Centivo plan is offered versus a few years out?
Yeah, so we've seen really good year two and year three growth, usually over a two-year period. We've often been able to double, you know, the enrollment. The baseline or the starting point is dependent on a number of factors. The average is typically in the 20 to 25% range. We have clients that are, you know, lower than that. We have clients that are, you know, as high as 40% in year one. And it, you know, it usually depends on a combination of, you know, our local provider partner, how well recognized they are, how the plan is priced to the employee, the exact benefit design. But that's sort of the range of results that we typically see on adoption.
When we talk broadly about affordability, I'd like to get a better sense of some more specifics. On average, how much are Centivo members spending out of pocket?
I'm most proud of the fact that we have reduced employee affordability or enhanced employee affordability to 1980s levels. So, you know, averages of under $350 per member per year in terms of out-of-pocket costs, but many clients whose employees are spending under $200 a year. It's really just a staggering number in the era of high deductibles. And the second stat is we're doing that not through care avoidance, but we're doing that through actually removing financial barriers to care, specifically primary care. So an increase in our book of business relative to typical benchmarks of 30% on the utilization perspective of primary care. That's a combination that I think most folks in the market would say is impossible. You can't remove barriers to care, increase utilization, and do so in a way that improves affordability. And I'm super proud of those numbers. And again, the reason we're able to do that is because of the model, but also the fact that we're partnering with the right systems to be the anchors of our product in on a market-by-market basis.
Dan, I understand you led Morgan Health's first investment in Verihole Health last year. What attracted Morgan Health to invest in Centivo?
Centivo is a very mission-driven organization, as is Morgan Health. And when I think you compare what we're both trying to achieve in employer-sponsored health insurance, the partnership just made sense. We're very excited to see Centivo's model scale and grow, particularly given the environment that, you know, is starting to evolve in terms of price increases, inflation pressures on households and on employers, and the ability to offer members true choice in their health plan options and one that, you know, is an affordable offering that honestly is missing in the market today. And I think Centivo can help fill that gap.
Ashok, what does Centivo plan to do with the $30 million from Morgan Health?
We're planning to focus on a couple of key things. I think the first is continuing to build out the things that relate to member experience. So service capabilities, front-end digital health plan capabilities. And then the second is our virtual primary care offering. We aren't looking to supplant, you know, what's in the market. There's good solutions in the market. But what we are finding is employees increasingly are looking for a single point of contact to guide them through the healthcare system and are excited about that single point of contact having the ability to play a role clinically. So whether it's primary care, urgent care, convenience care, mental health, as opposed to some of the non-clinical navigator type solutions that are in the market. So we've had good success as we've run a pilot over the last 12 months or so around embedding that virtual primary care capability inside the plan experience. The member experience and the satisfaction ratings are much higher when that's part of the overall solution. So spending time sort of building that out and being able to deploy that across multiple markets is a key driver of using the growth capital.
Ashok, can you give me a bit more detail on the virtual primary care option? How is it different than other insurer offerings in the market?
There's a lot of activity, as obviously you and your listeners know, in the virtual care market. So we're not looking to simply replicate those well-known solutions that are out there. The two things that we are looking to do, number one, is using advanced primary care principles, using kind of the concept of team-based medicine with the primary care clinician as the quarterback, but putting that in the cloud. So really, and one of the things that we're doing in that realm is pursuing our patient-centered medical home certification to really put some teeth into the fact that this isn't sort of re-wallpapered urgent care or convenience care. It really is that primary care longitudinal relationship with a clinical team, behavioral health resources, physician assistant resources, non-clinical resources built around to really wrap around the whole needs of the person. So that's big difference number one. Big difference number two is, as your question highlighted, being very thoughtful about how do we connect folks into our local care partners in two ways. The first is to help with access. So really being that navigator and taking the load off the patient to figure out who has capacity, who doesn't on a given episode of care. The second is to partner with our local ACO partners around their own data sets. And we've started to do this very successfully in a couple markets where someone has a need, say in orthopedics or GI, where we're able to look at that and say, let's not just simply say, we're going to pick somebody off the phone book or we're going to pick somebody who has an appointment available. Let's really look at their results, avoidance of complications, number of procedures that they've done for the certain type of patient, and let's guide care in a very algorithmic way. So those are a couple of things that we're doing that I think are quite different from a lot of the virtual care that's created noise in the market.
Dan, is Morgan Health planning to offer Centivo to its own employees, similar to what the company's doing by launching the VeriWhole Health Accountable Care primary care offering to the bank's employees in Columbus, Ohio?
No immediate plans at present. Part of our mandate at Morgan Health is driving innovation in employer-sponsored insurance more broadly, and the reach and breadth that Centivo has built across small and middle market business in particular is something that we look forward to helping accelerate and support. Through our investment.
I'm wondering, is there any plans to sort of put all the different investments we've seen Morgan make together? I don't know if you'd have a Centivo plan with Embold Data and Vera providers. Is that a vision?
So we're a minority investor in all these companies, but I think we would hope that as the portfolio grows, there's a logic and opportunity for our portfolio companies to work together and for the benefit of all parties and ultimately the patients that they serve.
We've known the teams at Vera and the teams at Embold for a long time, have incredible respect, for what they're doing, have been looking at collaborations, have implemented, a collaboration that's in its infancy with Vera. And so I think there's great synergy, amongst the organizations and certainly would want to find the right client in the right situation to put those things together. But there's a lot of compatibility there.
Can you give me any more insight into the pilot with Vera?
Yeah, so Vera and Centivo have a contract. From a provider perspective, we view Vera as a strong provider of advanced primary care. They've been looking to get into the Northeast, and so as they look to build out and grow that footprint, we do plan to sort of partner with them on that.
Dan, can you give me any previews of where Morgan Health is planning to invest next?
In general, what we've been looking at is how to drive accountability into the system. So we're looking at things that improve the convenience, make care more comprehensive, make it more coordinated, make it more cost effective. And so as we look at that, we think about specific areas. Mental health is an area that is getting a lot of attention. I think it's the right move. People are starting to understand the comorbidities and the kind of underlying factors that drives throughout the rest of the healthcare system. Also looking at some of the specific health conditions we see within a typical employer population that drive higher costs. So we'll start taking a look into things like oncology, cardiovascular, and some of those enablers that will kind of help plug into the platform and the broader ecosystem that we're starting to build with our portfolio.
That was Ashok Subramanian, CEO and founder of Centivo, and Dan Hartman, co-lead of Morgan Health.
Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Thank you. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.